You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What time is it?
Bum-ba-da-bum. You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to another edition of The Flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Show brought to you each and every day by our good friends at College Corner. 3 locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. Go check them out. Get those Christmas lists checked off. Any late gifts that you might be needing to snag, College Corner is the place for you. Also, do want to remind you of a special promo going on. I put it on our message board at omspirit.com. If you're not a member, go ahead and join. It's only $1. But if you are a member, you probably saw it by now. Our good friends at Cherokee Valley Golf Club are running a mystery box promo. You can go check it out. olivebranchgolf.com/mystery box. The password is champions, all lowercase. And you go in there, you can select a random polo in your preferred size. Each polo comes with a free round of golf that is valid 7 days a week, including cart. So if you do want to purchase multiple sizes of a polo, you do have to create separate orders. But I just wanted y'all to know that promo that is going on right now. And so be sure to go check it out. olivebranchgolf.com/mystery box and snag yourself a polo and a free round of golf. And that's an Olive Branch, Mississippi Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Show also brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. 20 to 30% off your health insurance premiums. Give Drew a call, 601-953-8449, or check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK, or you can check out quoteswithdrew.com and get your free quote. All right, let's get into it. Transfer portal. It is buzzing. We already have a commitment. The first one of the cycle happened this morning earlier before I hit record. LSU edge rusher Deshaun Womack commits to Ole Miss after his OV. Was a 5-star prospect coming out of high school, St. Francis Academy. Ole Miss damn near got him first time around out of high school. Loves Randall Joyner. Huge fan of Pete Golding and Lane Kiffin. LSU was able to sign him out of high school, but a big get for Ole Miss. Tons of potential. The stats don't really jump out at you during his time at LSU, but a high ceiling, high floor type guy. Charles Power of On3, the director of scouting and rankings, is a huge fan of Deshaun Womack. Talks about the athleticism and just the all the traits that you want for an edge rusher. Ole Miss is looking to replace Jared Ivey and Princely Umamielen. This is a hell of a start. So Ole Miss is off and running in the transfer portal with a big one. But I did ask y'all for your questions on the message board last night. Asked for an AMA, so let's get into it. O3 Rebs asked, how many new running backs will be on the field this fall? Well, for one, we know Shekkai Mills Knight will be there. Four-star running back out of Chattanooga, Baylor School. I think he's going to play right away. Coaches love him. Talk about Charles Power on three, Cody Belair. Both the scouts for us love him. Think that he's going to be an instant impact type guy. Dare I say makes same kind of impact that Quinshon Judkins had as a freshman. Maybe not asked to do as much as Quinshon was asked to do. He had a ton of carries this 2 years at Ole Miss, but I think Shekkai Mills Knight, in the long run, I don't know if it's going out on a limb because he's a highly ranked guy, but I saw him a couple of years ago in the state championship, and I was standing there with Chad Simmons on three national analysts, and we both kind of looked at each other and kind of, you know, eyebrows were raised, and we both were saying that this was a dude that we need to know and keep an eye on, and lo and behold, he's a four-star. So Shekkai Mills Knight for sure. I think Ole Miss is going to add at least two in the portal because Logan Diggs is back next year, but the two knee surgeries, you never really know how guys respond from that. Everybody's different. Everybody heals different. Everybody reacts to surgery different. So it's not a guarantee that Logan Diggs will be back up to speed with what he was when he was at Notre Dame and at LSU. So I think that Ole Miss is going to look to add at least two in the portal. Right now, it looks like the two that are on the radar for Ole Miss, at least right now, I guess there's three. But the actual visitor, Ahmad Hardy from Louisiana, Monroe, he's a Mississippi guy, impressive dude in his freshman season in Monroe. He was very, very productive, over 1,000 yards rushing and 10-plus touchdowns. He's a guy that I think would fit right in with what Ole Miss likes to do offensively. He's versatile. He's good in space. He finishes runs. He runs hard. This isn't someone that is going to, you know, get off the bus and wow you, but 5'10", 205, low to the ground. 13 touchdowns last year, totaled it 237 times for ULM, 1,351 yards, ran over 100 yards eight times and over 200 twice. He's one of the more sought-after guys in the portal right now. I know Auburn's talking to him. Another guy that's expected in town is Wayshawn Parker, a running back from Washington State, another freshman. Had a good year for Wazoo. Has not scheduled a date yet, but sources say that he is wanting to take a visit. But yeah, another guy, 735 yards, 137 carries as a true freshman, and scored four touchdowns and was good out of the backfield as well. Ole Miss likes to have a balanced attack, and I think the run game is essential for the Rebels to be successful and to, you know, efficiently run the offense the way Lane Kiffin wants to do it. And adding somebody like Ahmad Hardy and Wayshawn Parker to go along with Shekkai Mills Knight, Logan Diggs would go a long way. The other back has yet to schedule a visit, but I know that Ole Miss has obviously reached out. Fluff Bothwell from South Alabama. First of all, just a fantastic name. It's from Oneonta, Alabama. Ole Miss was quick to contact him almost immediately when he got in the portal. But that would be someone that I think would fit perfectly to go along with everybody else in the room. He ran 832 yards, 13 touchdowns, averaged 7.5 yards per carry for South Alabama. He's up there in the transfer portal rankings as one of the top guys available. 6 foot, 230 pounds, a little bit bigger, a little bit more physical. Ole Miss was struggling in short yardage this season. I think that Bothwell would be a hell of a guy to add to the roster because of that size and that leverage he runs with, you know, good pad level, runs behind the pads, all that good stuff. Carl Shoddy's asking, do you have any information on Barrion Browder, Dane Key? Will Ole Miss be in the race for either? Right now, I'd say Ole Miss has a better shot at Dane Key, but it's still pretty early. I was told pretty early on it was Georgia that was the favorite, but Ole Miss was in there along with South Carolina and Nebraska. Barrion Brown's an interesting one. He's a wide receiver, and I know he had the big play against Ole Miss earlier this season in the Kentucky game, but more of a a straight line speed guy. He's a weapon in the kick return game for sure. Ole Miss could look at it that way, but as far as a polished wide receiver, I'd say he's probably down the line. But it wouldn't surprise me if Lane Kiffin thought that he could use him as a weapon in the offense, because obviously the home run speed speaks for itself. Elite track guy in high school, and someone that could definitely take the top off the defense. But right now, again, it's early. These guys are going to take their time, but I think that Dane Key is probably the one to know. That's probably right now the one I would lean towards almost having a better shot at. But, yeah, Georgia, the favorite right now. And but, again, I had a source from Kentucky tell me a week ago that Ole Miss was in the mix there. JD124, who's your pick for most improved player next season? Ooh, most improved player next season. Let's see. That's a tough one. I'm trying to look at, let me go on each side of the ball. Just kind of the first name that comes to mind for me. I'll go Daquan Wright at tight end. Shared time with Caden Priestcorn. I think as the guy, the go-to at tight end, the focal point of the offense at that position, I think he's going to see a jump. We saw flashes of it this year for sure. He made some huge plays down the stretch. But I think like the run game, Lane Kiffin loves to use the tight end and utilize it, kind of an extension of the run game and also downfield and creating matchups, mismatches with linebackers. I think Daquan Wright's a guy that we could see take a huge jump as the guy at tight end. On defense, I'm going to go – let's go Chris Graves, the corner from Miami. Started to play a lot more down the stretch and was looking much better, more comfortable in coverage, more comfortable in the defense. I think just another year in the system, he could be a guy that you could count on one half of the field, whether that's a field corner, maybe a nickel or something like that. I think that he just having that familiarity with what Pete Golding wants and what Brian Brown want at that position, I think that we could see a jump from Chris Graves. Let's see, D Hammock 76, who might be the next offensive lineman we have on campus after Kudus. So the next one, per kind of the list that we got is, PJ Wilkins, the big guy from Charlotte, Ole Miss. Again, like I said, struggled in the interior and getting push and short yardage. I think this guy could help, listed at on three as an offensive tackle, probably slides inside just cause he's just an enormous person. 6'7", 345. That's a mammoth of a human being. I think that he's someone that could really help you on the interior and getting those short yardage pushes. And I think that's someone that Ole Miss would absolutely like to add because of the losses up front. They're losing a lot on the offensive line. Former Georgia Tech commit. So I think that staff at Georgia Tech does a really nice job of evaluating and finding the right players and put them in the right spots. PJ Wilkins is a guy that played 142 snaps this year. graded out right at 62 in run blocking snaps per Pro Football Focus. And the big thing here, I think Ole Miss is going to kind of revert back to a couple years ago, multiple years of eligibility remaining. Deshaun Womack, who I talked about in the beginning, 2 years of eligibility. Wilkins could be a guy that is in your program for multiple years. So I think that's key. Chris T, I don't see how we replace Princely, Nolan, Ivy, and JJ. I expect the D-line to take a few steps back. His question is, who have we identified to try and replace their production besides Womack and Princely's brother, Princewell, Mommy Ellen, who is on campus right now? Honestly, look, the defensive line was the best in the country this year, but I do think the defensive line is going to be really good in 2025. You got to remember that sophomore group. You got Cam Franklin, you got Jam Brown, you've got Cam Beavers, and then you got the junior and Xavier Harris, who's back. I think that the interior is going to be good. William Eccles, I think those guys, another year in the system, they got to play a little bit in some of the blowouts this year and some in, sparingly in some backup roles when they're doing those line changes during games. I don't think there's going to be a humongous step back. And look, don't shoot the messenger here. Nothing is finalized. This isn't a prediction, but I have heard some rumblings that Walter Nolan would consider possibly coming back. In just my opinion, I think it's almost kind of like a lot of times when scouts see guys have such a huge year and it's like the first one. Sometimes, depending on the age, depending on the position, guys are like, hey, we want to see you do it again. You know, he was banged up at A&M. He wasn't always healthy there. Comes to Ole Miss, still banged up. He had some, had the ankle injury that was kind of nagging and bothered him for most of the year. But he fought through it and, first team All-SEC and, he was on Pro Football Focus's All-American team. I think there's a chance. So, I mean, if you're bringing Walter Nolan back to go along with everybody else, I mean, the defensive line is going to be scary. Rebel Bagman, is there a scenario to where Kiffin is petty about Lockhart and goes all in on Kevin Coleman? I don't really know about Kevin Coleman. I know talking to people around the Missouri program and just some of the national guys, and I think it's made it to the board at this point, but there was a lot of rumors, and maybe we could say some heavily sourced rumors that Kevin Coleman and Luther Burden don't like each other. They're both from St. Louis. They always had beef, didn't want to play together. So maybe, I don't know. It just kind of depends on who else Ole Miss is looking at wide receiver. And, they got to find the right fit for guys that they bring in. Caleb Odom is visiting next weekend. He's your big body outside wide receiver, kind of like Trey Harris. They're trying to get, Kevin Singleton, or Eric Singleton, sorry, from Georgia Tech. He's a little bit more of a smaller guy, quick slot wide receiver. There's no doubt Kevin Coleman can play. I mean, the dude was outstanding in SEC play. I believe he was near the top of the league in yards this season. So I don't know if Kiffin's going to be petty. At the end of the day, I think Kiffin's going to try to get the best players. I don't think he really cares about Mississippi State. But right now, I think Kevin Coleman, I'm not making a prediction, but it looks like Missouri makes a lot of sense for him to go back home. Luther Burden's going pro, so there's no chance for any more beef there. Ole Miss Reb 10, name five kids from the portal you think Ole Miss gets when it's all said and done. Well, Womack was one, but I go from there. I would say Princewell and Mommy Ellen. I think that Ole Miss has a really good shot. Princely obviously played at Ole Miss, was first team all SEC, has a really good shot at being drafted on day one or day two. I wouldn't be shocked if Princely tells his brother, like, hey, you come here, play for Randall Joyner, you play for Pete Golding. It's going to help you. There's one, I think Patrick Kudus is one that could certainly happen sometime soon. He's from Memphis originally. played high school ball at Christian Brothers, and he's got some ties to the university already. He's a really good offensive lineman for Arkansas when he was healthy. 73, almost a 74% grade at pass blocking, close to 70 for run blocking. Overall grade was at 71. I played in 26 games over three seasons, started 9 at right tackle before he suffered a season-ending injury in 23. He played in all 13 games as a freshman. So I know I saw some quotes from Sam Pittman where he kind of said that it was their fault. They put him in some bad spots, starting him at right tackle as a true freshman. Played on the interior this year, but I would say that Kudus is one. Again, talking about Wilkins, I wouldn't be shocked if they bring in PJ Wilkins. Big physical guy to put on the inside to help you in the run game. Ahmad Hardy, I think maybe he makes a quick decision. Ole Miss was one of the first to reach out to him. And, you know, I mentioned he's from Mississippi, so maybe he wants to come back closer to home. Outside of that, I mean, I'm trying to look at who else is on the I'm going to say Caleb Odom.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Really close with Joe Cox. It was all Ole Miss coming out of high school until Nick Saban really pushed the envelope there. And I think that that connection with Joe Cox and Lane Kiffin and the rest of the staff will win out. Taking a visit to Colorado. He's, you know, his buddy from high school, Juju Lewis, signed with Colorado. But I do think Ole Miss is in a really good spot. He scheduled that visit for next weekend, so I think that's big. Basically did it while he's in Boulder. So it's the portal, so it's crazier than high school. I mean, it's wild. Things are moving really quickly. Maybe he commits while he's on the visit to Colorado, but again, like I posted earlier, classes start late January. So until these guys are in a classroom or sign a financial aid document or whatever, it's not over. But yeah, I think Ole Miss has a really good shot at Caleb Odom. Ole Miss Rep 10 asked for a percentage we land in Mommy Ellen and Kudus. I'd put it like 70% range for both. I think Ole Miss is the leader for both. Ole Miss Hunter 970. Bold prediction for most surprising portal get for Ole Miss. Let's see. Surprising. Take a look here at the leaderboard for some of the top prospects. I don't know. This is kind of hard with, you know, it's so early and guys are just starting to get out on the road and take visits. If you want to say something surprising, I'll throw somebody out there like, you know, a Julian Humphrey from Georgia. Big corner, ideal size, redshirt sophomore. He's played a lot. I mean, he played 10 games this year for Georgia. I'll throw that out there. He has yet to schedule any visits. He's been contacted by pretty much everybody. But, yeah, if you want a surprise, sure, Julian Humphrey. Maybe another one. I'll throw another one out there that I think may be a little bit more realistic. I don't know. It's tough. I'll just stick with that one for now. Sure. It's a bold prediction, so it can be kind of crazy. The portal closes 12/28. 8-Iron wants to know, will most of these find a home by then? Seems not much time to take a lot of visits. What do you think? When do you think we will start getting commits? I think it's going to start happening in the next couple weeks. These guys are, you know, obviously already chosen to go their separate ways with the school they're at now. So these guys are, you know, this isn't like high school. Like, these dudes are wanting to move quickly. It's a lot of, you show up for the visit, you meet everybody. All right, what's the NIL package look like? Okay, cool, I'm in. Or, all right, I got some things to talk about with my family, or I'm going to go take other visits. So it's going to be pretty quick for the next couple of weeks. Somebody asked about prioritizing keeping a Kilo Stone. I honestly don't know. Played a lot. He made plays this year, so I don't think Ole Miss is by any means letting him go. So I just don't know what the prioritization is there. Has Poop Hall been hosting recruits? Yeah, he hosted Deshaun Womack, and I would venture to say he's going to be hosting the Arkansas guys as well. Somebody asked about chances for Jaheim Otis and Barron Brown. I talked about Barron Brown already. Jaheim Otis, the number's high. He's asking for a lot of money. We'll see if he comes down from it. He's at Colorado right now. There's been some rumblings about him going to Colorado. So, yeah, if Deion and them want to pay him, then, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in Boulder. But We know about the ties to Pete Golding, but again, Ole Miss is going to be smart. They're going to allocate those resources and make sure that they're spending money wisely and getting an ROI that is going to benefit the program and get Ole Miss to the college football playoff next year after missing out this year. How many night home games do you think Ole Miss gets? God, zero. Let's see. Adley Rushman asked about the D-line. Already talked about that. Chris from Roosters asked, looking at the schedule, how many opponents do you think will have a worse roster in 2025? deep dive into Georgia State and Citadel. Honestly, with what Ole Miss is probably bringing back, it's just going to be Georgia. I don't think that's crazy to say anymore. I mean, Georgia's probably top to bottom deeper than Ole Miss, but Ole Miss is, I mean, at least this year on the field, closed the gap. I mean, beat the hell out of them by three scores. So that's probably it. Is Kevin Smith the running back coach next season? Take a sip. Anything can happen. You know, Scott Frost was hired at UCF. He's familiar with Kevin Smith. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs inside the building or the minutiae of the staff. But look, it's evident that people were not happy with Kevin Smith this year. The whole Bentley thing was weird. Yeah, I mean, if UCF offered him a chance to come be a co-OC or, you know, a run game coordinator, just give him a title, more money, I'd be shocked if he goes back. I mean, he's from Florida. You know, he's a big Florida guy. I would say yes, just because I don't know. But Scott Frost offered him a gig, and, you know, it was a pay bump. I know he's tight with Kiffin, but, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he went back to Florida. Mike Hilton fan, thoughts on Princewell as a player? Stats don't jump off. He's kind of similar to what Deshaun Womack is, right? Like just a kind of a freak that is someone that has a lot of untapped potential. You know, the scouting report on him, you know, a little bit of a leaner build for an edge guy, but, you know, he good at the point of attack. He's a 21-foot long jump when he was in high school. So super athletic, explosive, and, you know, someone that I think, again, just untapped potential. And, it only takes one coach, only takes one coordinator to figure out how to utilize him. You saw the flashes at Nebraska. He's got a high motor, a lot of hip flexibility, and can really get off at the snap. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Randall Joyner was able to, you know, squeeze every ounce of talent out of him. So, yeah, it's a lot of, you know, I don't want to say unknowns, but, yeah, I mean, he hasn't lived up to it yet, but that doesn't mean he can't. He's only 19 years old, so there's a lot of tread on the tires there. So, I do think he could be a good player for Ole Miss. I mean, I think he could be a great player for Ole Miss. The defensive staff has proven that. I mean, I don't think enough people talk about Lou Spanos being on staff and just his knowledge of the game and NFL experience and being in NFL locker rooms and NFL war rooms and those coaching – those coaches' meetings. I mean, the guy knows a lot. You go to practices, you see those guys gravitate towards him. And I think that's a huge part of why Ole Miss was so good defensively these last couple of years. How is the Grove Collective evolving year to year? And how will revenue sharing be incorporated? Man, I'm not even going to begin to talk about that. We'll have to get Walker Jones back on here to talk once the revenue sharing thing really gets ramped up. But, yeah, that would be the guy to answer those questions. I'll work on that and try to get Walker back on the show. Rebel Rabble, now that you'll have had an inside look at a few years of this new era in recruiting, What are your thoughts on how the NIL money impacts traditional wants players? Is it just me, or are players ending up where they actually want to be less often than ever? I don't think it really changes much. I mean, there are definitely some times where guys are really driven by money, but look, I know it's a little bit different, but money has always been a factor in recruiting. It's just in the forefront now. It's out there for everybody to see. It's definitely changed things in terms of creating parity in college football, where there are schools like Ole Miss that are going and getting Walter Nolan, Prince Umamiel, and Jackson Dart. You know, all these high-profile prospects probably weren't looking at Ole Miss 4 years ago, but it's leveled the playing field a lot. So that, on one hand, I think it's done that. But on the other hand, I do think, especially high school guys, you know, the money has always been there. So it's more so changed the portal, where more guys are looking at Ole Miss, more guys are looking at Colorado. You know, more guys are looking at, you know, these programs that are not blue bloods, but are still intriguing spots to play and to go and, you know, create an opportunity for you to make a lot of money while playing college football. Emily 744 is asking. Yeah, that was a typo. Not saying goodbye to Suntarian Perkins and TJ Daugherty. It's referring to Pooh Paul. So, yeah, Perkins and Daugherty are back in 2025. Pooh Paul could be back. Hasn't said either, you know, one way or the other what he's doing. But, yeah, Perkins and Daugherty are not leaving. I'll go fix that. Walter Nolan, stats didn't jump off the page at A&M, but look at what he did this year when somebody was responding to Princewell. Yeah, that's kind of the same thing. I think the coaching and the scheme and everything will help somebody like Princewell. Will John Garrison be the line coach? I think so. I haven't heard anything. Yeah, I know a lot of blame gets thrown on the coaches, and for good reason. They're the coaches. They're responsible, but especially up front with the offensive line, a lot of injuries and there's some evaluation misses, but I think a lot of it was injury related. They were shuffling guys around, and the running back position, I didn't really have a running back that could help you. You know, Quinjon Judkins did that a lot for 2 years. His yards after contact, you know, after contact behind the line of scrimmage, were some of the best in the country. So you got to have a back like that that can kind of mask some of those issues up front when you're playing in the SEC. Based on this year's early portal targets, looks like they're prioritizing guys for 2+ years. Yeah, that's what I was saying, kind of going back to the 23 cycle where they were looking for multiple-year guys. Asking, do you think Kiffin's going to set up a playoff run in 26 when Simmons is in his second year as a starter? Yeah, I mean, I don't think Ole Miss is going to be very far off next year either. I think the defense is going to reload, and I think as long as they get a couple guys out wide at wide receiver, and then, you know, a running back or two, I think Ole Miss will be right there, 9-10 wins again, and in the mix for a at-large playoff bid. Matt Smith, you can get one player currently in the portal. Who is it and why? It's a great question. One player in the portal. I'm going to refresh the top portal players just to make sure I got them all. Man, good pod, huh? Let's go by position here. That'll make it a little bit easier. I mean, some of the offensive linemen are intriguing, like Xavier Chaplin from Virginia Tech. I think you know, somebody like a Corey Robinson from Georgia Tech, you know, those offensive tackles that would be big. You know, Addison Nichols is a center from Arkansas. Just being able to shore up the interior of your offensive line. You know, Delano Townsend from UAB is supposed to be visiting Ole Miss this weekend. Those kinds of guys that I think will go a long way in protecting Austin Simmons and helping the run game. I mean, if you're looking at defense, you know, they just got Deshaun Womack. You know, some of the other edge guys that are out there that are intriguing. I mean, I think that Ole Miss has a good shot at getting Princewell Mamielin. You know, defensive linemen. Keyshawn Silver was the guy that I said that, yeah, you got to get him, but he's already narrowed things down and he's going to be very expensive. Yeah, I mean, I would probably go like, you know, front seven, I think is probably where I would lean on, you know, who do you have to get? Running backs, this is important. I mean, Ismail Mahdi from Texas State is a stud. Ahmad Hardy's on campus right now. I think Ole Miss gets, you know, Hardy, Bothwell, Parker, one of those running backs. It's going to really help Austin Simmons get settled in at the quarterback position. So, yeah, the portal, it's going to continue to turn, and there's going to be more guys getting in. But appreciate everybody submitting questions for the AMA. Do want to remind you again, go check out roback.com. Use promo code JUICE. You get 20% off. Be on the lookout next season. They're going to have Ole Miss apparel. They will have Ole Miss polos. You can also check out homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code LASTDANCE24. You get 15% off. Both Roback and Homefield, great spots to get some Christmas presents for folks. You can utilize those promo codes there. Shout out to College Corner, Drew Moak, USA Benefits Group, and Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Make sure to check out the mystery box. And last but absolutely, certainly not least, do check out LB's Meat Market in Oxford. You want to get some good protein to cook for the holidays, for Christmas, for, you know, some kind of, you know, Christmas get together. I know we're kind of past the Friendsgiving window, but yeah, if you're going to have a holiday get together, you want to impress your friends, you want to impress your family, go see Greg and the folks at LB's Meat Market. You can also now text them and place an order for pickup, 662-259-2999. They still got the lane train specials. Everything's discounted in the freezer. Go check them out. You know, maybe you just want to cook for yourself. Maybe you're not cooking for friends. Maybe you're not cooking for family. You just want to have a good meal. Go see Greg and the folks at LB's and they'll help you out. That'll do it for this edition of the Flagship. Appreciate everybody tuning in, whether that's podcast form, whether that's YouTube, whatever. We'll have more podcasts, more transfer portal content coming. Stay locked in, omspirit.com. Till next time. We out of here.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.